Time for us to take a look at our forecast. Let's bring in the man watching the hurricane, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, his eyes are very tired this morning.
How about that town on the coast in Louisiana where 136 people decide to ride it out?
150. Do you think, 150 people in Cameron.
Do you think any of them will be alive?
I don't know. I just hope they wrote their names on their shoes.
Didn't it hit the coastline as a Category 4, almost 5?
Almost 5.
And now,
there can't be anything left in its track. There can't be anything. We'll see. As the sun comes up now, I'm sure you'll be seeing, you know, all the news programs on TV will be having live coverage down there. The center of Laura is just moving into West Central Louisiana right now as we speak. Still has an eye and still like a Category 1 bordering 2. It's going to make the trip just like we told everybody. It's going to cut across near Memphis, then to Kentucky, then through Virginia, and then off Delaware and out into the Atlantic on Saturday. So for us, our biggest concern right now is the enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms today. There's another batch around Cooperstown right now that's moving southeastward. So we could see that this morning. That's why I have showers in. Showers, hazy, more humid. Then I have chance of locally severe thunderstorms this afternoon. 75 to 80 if we make that. If the clouds persist and we don't break up, it would be hard-pressed to get past 70 today. And then tonight, any storms will end, partly cloudy, and we'll drop to the low to mid-60s, and tomorrow will be a hazy, humid day, 85 to 90. Saturday, showers, thunderstorms, more like periods of rain Saturday, and the chance of a thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s. And then on Sunday, it'll be partly sunny, less humid, with a nice breeze, and the high temperatures closer to 80 degrees. So definitely Sunday, the better of the 2 days this weekend.
Now, on Saturday... once again, the Sharon Playhouse has their outdoor performance site set up for, I think it's an 8 o'clock show on Saturday evening. So you're thinking that we're going to get periods of rain on Saturday and thunderstorms, and that goes into Saturday evening?
It probably will go into Saturday evening, yep, more than likely. You know, it depends on how quick the system moves. Sometimes they pick up speed, they move very, very quickly, and it could be out by evening. So if we're lucky enough, it could be out by evening. Otherwise, it may linger into at least early evening on Saturday.
All right. Well, the folks at the Playhouse will have to follow that closely.
Yeah, that's all. But, you know, very, very, very busy weather map. There's no doubt about it. With this hurricane and, of course, the enhanced risk. You notice I sent you over the
I put that up on our Facebook page and also on our regular web page, just so people understand what the meanings are.
Right, exactly. And it's seldom that we get into an enhanced risk, but we're there today, so we have to respect that. And that's it. It's been a rough week for me. I mean, aside from the weather, I don't know if I told you, but a friend of ours, her father passed away at the beginning of the week, so I had to run to the funeral mass there. And then yesterday, brought Charlie out just to play ball in the afternoon. It was so beautiful out. It was like 4 o'clock. And my next-door neighbor called me over and gave me the bad news that her husband passed away yesterday morning. Took a sudden turn for the worse. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, but he had come through it remarkably well. And they took him off chemo and everything. And he was doing fine. And then all of a sudden, she said Monday he wasn't feeling good. And yesterday, Tuesday he wasn't feeling good. And yesterday he passed away.
Yeah. How old was he?
I question his age. I'm gonna say right now early 70s. Right. That's my guess. So I have no idea what's going on there. Plus, I have to get up to the lake to finish the set. Because next weekend, Labor Day weekend, we start shooting. And I got to get that set because that's, you know, the honeymoon set. That's what we're doing. So I'm very stressed about, and my sister's coming tomorrow. She'll see the house for the first time in 4.5 years. So I have all of these things going on, and I don't know which way to turn to look, but I guess the only way to approach it is, you know, take one day at a time, right?
I was just talking about this with Mike Kazi. As humans, we use clocks to keep time and calendars to keep mm-hmm. dates and everything. But as humans, we also know that in the summertime, there's things we do and we take for granted on a normal basis, like in the fall and winter, basketball and hockey and baseball begins. The Masters is early in the springtime. Now you look, you still got basketball and hockey playing. Baseball stits and starts, the 60-game season. There's already, you know, 37, 40 games canceled during that. The conventions, which are normally held, are being held this way. You've got two hurricanes that entered the Gulf. You have the tropical storm that hit us up here.
Right.
All this is so convoluted. It really just doesn't feel like we've had a summer, and that this is the end of the summer. I mean, it's weird. That's all it is. It's just been a weird summer.
I totally agree. And, you know, I don't think it's going to get any easier, do you?
No, you can't. And as you can't get into any rhythm. You know, normally your body's used to doing things, and but you can't psychologically get into any kind of rhythm now. It's just like, take the names of the months away because it doesn't matter. You know, does it really matter that it's August 27th now and going to be September? I mean, you mentioned it's going to be Labor Day, and it's hard to believe. It's just incredibly hard to believe. You know, it's just, we'll get over it, but we still have, September, October, November, and December in 2020, so we still have 4 months.
we do. And, you know, the other thing is that we canceled the dinner dance, and all the officers thought we did the right thing. It was scheduled for October 3rd, but I mean, I just don't see that coming on.
Yeah,
I just, you know, over 100 people, I don't see that.
Yeah.
So we had to cancel that. So there were no social events up at the lake this year. And of course, the only one is us doing the movie this fall, and that's it.
It's just a crazy time. It really is.
It really is. And, you know, who knows what this is all mean? And, you know, was it a friend of mine? I can't remember who told me that... they went to the mall Christmas shopping. I said, what?
Huh?
And it was a she. And she said, yeah, I went to the mall Christmas shopping because I don't know what the fall is going to bring with this virus. And if the virus, you know, sparks again, malls could either be closed or it will be a little too risky. She said, so I thought I'd go to the mall and do my Christmas shopping now. And I wanted to say, well, you know, I don't want to be a pessimist here. I mean, it's a great idea, but how do you know that you're even going to be able to get together at Christmas time?
That's the whole thing. Oh, gosh.
I think, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to admit it, but I think this is the year that Pat goes with Marshall Miles gift cards.
That's right. I'm ahead of my time, but really,
yep.
What else can you do? Are. What else can you do?
Nothing.
You can't, you know, it's you just can't plan on going anyplace. Like in Connecticut, anyway, there's so many states we can't go to and come back from that and you can't travel. If you wanted to travel to Europe as an American, you can't. I mean, it's just a weird time. That's all you
It is
say.
A weird time. And I heard there was like a wedding in some part of Maine. And of course, there was a lot of people. Someone had COVID and spread to 200 people.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, goodness gracious, Pat, I don't know.
I don't know, Marshall. Another friend of mine who's an eternal pessimist said, it's the end of the world. I said, thanks, Michael.
Not yet, but we're probably close.
Right, yeah, really.
All right,
well,
Pat.
Anyhow, folks, it's not the end of the world for us, but just keep an eye to the sky. Keep your radio tuned to you. If you need weather information, this is where it'll come.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.